Next, I'd like to introduce...
Throw your hands in the air if you're a true player.
This is Sheeman and Shepherd.
That boy is good.
Good and terrible.
You shut your mouth.
I think you two dudes are going to become real homies.
Where do we find these guys?
Oh, man, I hate those guys.
Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Hey there, and hello there. We've got 58 minutes until the NBA trade deadline. Hold on to your seats. See if we got any Woj bombs from ESPN. Maybe some Sheeman and Shepherd bombs.
Oh, hey.
We got a lot of that coming up, too. I'm Craig Sheeman along with Pete Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. Hey, don't forget, you can follow us, catch us on Facebook Live. I know a lot of you have been enjoying that the past couple of days. We're out there, so check us out on Facebook. Also, we've got our Twin Peaks Twitter poll that we'll get up here shortly. I want you to participate in that. Of course, our phone number, if you want to jump on the program, is 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. We will talk with our friend Rick Kamla from NBA TV 30 minutes after the NBA trade deadline. So we will decipher, dice up, examine everything that has happened at that point. And then tomorrow, John Ireland, the voice of the Lakers, will join us in the 3 o'clock hour. And, of course, the Lakers seem to be ground zero, perhaps, of everything that is going on or may not go on. So we'll discuss that. They've got a game against the Celtics, the beloved Celtics, tonight, according to Pete Shepherd. We'll see how that works out. And Rick Ora will join us in the 5 o'clock hour as well. With all that said, Pete Shepherd, how are you? We have a cornucopia of fun information to spew out and dissect today.
Yeah, I mean, I'm fantastic. No, they're absolutely... I mean, what's the weather? Is this a 10 or an 11? I mean, it's ridiculous.
It's good. Can we do the show outside?
Oh, let's.
I'm going to go outside during
all the
breaks.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Maybe this is not only is it NBA trade deadline day, but at least this afternoon, maybe NBA hypocrisy day.
Yes.
Who's been the biggest hypocrite so far?
Ooh.
And I know in our video, you can make a case for KD.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Although I tend to side with most of what he said last night,
we'll
but I understand
the
hypocrisy.
I don't.
Yeah, like, I understand why. LeBron James now wants to be commissioner too,
or at least now, the GM of the Mavericks.
Wants
now.
To be the GM of some. You know, what's the hypocrisy there?
Yeah.
And then the ultimate hypocrite is and delusional knucklehead is LeVar Ball, who you know people are thinking that this is clickbait or because he's so outraged. No, I don't believe it's clickbait. And we'll let you hear what he said. I don't think it's anything but he's delusional. We know he's arrogant and we know he's ignorant. But now he has surpassed that. He's surpassed the Twilight Zone. He's gone past Andromeda, the other galaxy out there after the Milky Way.
Nice.
Gone.
Yeah.
Gone, gonzo. He's in E.T. land. I don't know where E.T.
well, he
is,
was on,
but
on
LeVar Ball should be a member of that planet because he has lost it.
He went on Undisputed with Skip and Shannon this morning. We will listen to some of that. I normally think, well, Skip is still a buffoon. Shannon, yeah. though, did all the talking
yeah,
and actually
Skip's,
stood up to LeVar, which
yeah,
I like.
Skip, thank God, said nothing,
yeah.
which is always a good
so
thing.
So we'll take a listen to that. First of all, if you saw us on Facebook Live, you still could go look. You're wearing your new hideous new hat.
It's a beautiful hat. Actually, it's a great color. It's like a charcoalish gray, way better than 2 years ago.
Is that official Patriots championship gear?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Is that a fitted hat or is it Velcro on the back?
No, it's not Velcro. It's got the little snap thing in the hat. They didn't have the fitted ones, but this is fine. This is a beautiful hat.
Okay.
Much better looking than the one 2 years ago, I think. But who keeps track? They're all good,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. You got all these championship hats. Chris, in the meantime, is burning my rods and cones with this green color that I've never seen before, this little jacket. It's from Augusta. It's not official Masters green.
Now, if we had the official back in the day when you and I, Craig, were thrilled to get the box of 64 Crayola crayons,
yeah.
with the sharpener in it.
This color wasn't in
that,
it.
No, that would be spring green.
Oh, spring green?
Spring green.
It's pretty bright.
Yeah.
It's pretty bright.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like spring.
Yeah.
It does.
That's nice out.
Yeah. You're right.
It's a good color.
Yeah. All right.
Brings out the green in my eyes.
It's on the video, too.
You have green eyes?
They're
thought you were bluish.
No, they are bluish, but the green really accents the hint of green that's
eyes.
In there.
Blue eyes really? With a hint of green. Emerald. just don't turn on. See, we have studio lights on in our studio. Chris is in the room next to us, and
with
we
a
speak through
light.
A glass, but he's got the lights down low. If he turns those lights up today, which he doesn't do, that bright green is going to pop and burn my eyes, and I'll be blinded forever.
Go to rods and cones again.
Yeah.
But really, this is always, you know, any trade deadline, and usually the NBA, obviously, although the NFL is catching up very quickly. Yeah, the NFL trade deadline used to be boring as hell. Nothing would ever happen. Now, I think it's right up there. But MLB and NBA trade deadlines, historically, are the best days.
Well, which MLB deadline? They've got like three of them that confuse me.
Well, I mean, the one waiver, before the All-Star non-waiver. Break. The one before the All-Star break.
Yeah. So, anyway, I want to listen to some of this.
I should say after the All-Star.
Yeah, right after. Like, usually July 31st.
Yeah.
Okay, let's take a listen. This is some of the audio of stupid LeVar Ball. I guess I should backtrack.
Yeah, for those of you playing along, memories of his hideous take on the Phoenix Suns.
Well, he got wind, of course, that Anthony Davis was going to maybe come to the Lakers, and it looked like Lonzo Ball was going to be traded, packaged with half the team to the Pelicans. However, the Pelicans said, we don't want your garbage players. It doesn't look like we're going to have a deal in the next 55 minutes. Nonetheless, it seemed to be a done deal that in one form or fashion that Lonzo might be shipped out and maybe to New Orleans, which, you know, Lonzo and his dad, LeVar, and all the brothers who I get, what, LaMelo and I forget the other one's name.
LiAngelo.
Yeah. Jello, as he calls him.
Correct.
They love L.A., all right? They've been in L.A. their whole lives, like the Hollywood thing, and because LeVar willed it,
I got a Woj bomb.
He duped.
I got a Woj bomb.
Breaking news!
The Raptors and Grizzlies are getting on a trade call with the league to finalize Marc Gasol going north of the border.
Bam!
Yep.
They just got better.
That was rumored, right?
Yeah.
It's
in the works.
But that was in the works, yeah.
Now it sounds like it's going to be finalized if they're talking to the league.
And that was a few minutes ago, which if Gasol's on his way out of Memphis, I don't see any reason for Conley to hang around.
Well, let's see. It says Toronto will send Jonas Valanciunas, Deion Wright.
Valanciunas.
Deion Wright, C.J. Miles, and a 2024 second-round pick.
2024 second-round pick?
Yeah.
Why do you ask that?
Does that even exist? In my mind, that pick doesn't even exist. 2024 second round. That's brutal. Okay, so back to LeVar and Lonzo. So LeVar, I think more and more as I think about it, tried to do a scorched earth policy here and make it so the Pelicans wouldn't want him. And he started making up stuff like, oh, let's trade my boy to the Suns. We want to be winners. Suns are the worst team, worst organization in the NBA. Made no sense. Anyway, it got stepped up a notch. He went on Undisputed to talk about all this nonsense. Shannon Sharp called BS on some of this stuff as well.
Shocking, but I can't stand Shannon Sharp on the whole. But
did well today. I was rooting for him today.
Well, give him his props today. He did not go back down. This should have been done a long time ago.
All right, here's the first thing. And again, these comments in and of themselves are laughable. So you have to check yourself as we go through these one by one. First, LeVar told Skip and Shannon that LeBron James will not win a championship in L.A. without Lonzo.
LeBron James without Lonzo is not going to win a championship in L.A. I guarantee that.
LeVar, you understand. I understand. Skip and I can criticize a coach or a player or blah, blah, blah. But we don't have a son currently on that team or currently playing. You understand how people look at that like, come on, LeVar.
You think I care how people look at me?
I know you don't care, but I'm saying.
I'm going to keep doing what I do. They can't do nothing about it.
What do you do? What do you do?
You just run your big flat
mouth. Put that on the poll, Guillermo. What does LeVar Ball do?
I don't know.
What should the options be?
I don't know.
It's not a poll. That's just a question.
It's just open-ended, semi-rhetorical, semi-hypothetical.
Spew vomit? Spew verbal vomit?
Here's the thing. Lonzo's nothing as a player. I don't know that LeBron will win a championship in L.A.
Well, Lonzo's not nothing
so
as
I don't
a player.
Wanna,
he's
but,
mediocre
But
as
he'll
a
take
player.
Credit for if LeBron doesn't win in the next 3 years, which he might not. It might, you know, championships are hard.
Yeah.
I don't want this pinhead going around saying, look, I was right. On the other hand, it's the most laughable comment. LeBron can also win one just as easily without Lonzo. It's just an asinine conversation. Now, LeVar was asked, all right, why all the cheerleading for your son to be traded to Phoenix of all places? Let's take a listen.
I'm not in that one hit or quitter thing. I'm thinking of Phoenix like this. If you get Lonzo, get Jello. Get Melo.
For Phoenix.
Okay. For Phoenix. Okay. For Phoenix. On the fact that I'm not trying to just go in there and play. I'm trying to build a dynasty.
Okay, so you're going to the worst team in the West.
The worst team. They can't do nothing but go up.
Okay.
But they got to listen and let's go play our way. My boys is winners, man. And like I said, the Lakers turn them into losers.
What? Somewhere Steve Nash and Dan Marley are peeing their pants laughing.
No doubt. Where does he get off saying I'm trying to build it? Last time I checked, is LeVar a GM or president of player personnel anywhere?
He's nobody. He's BBC, whatever, against Qatar, something like that. Yeah. He put a tweet out that he wasn't going to the game because Melo had a broken finger.
I just figured him out, Pete. I think I just figured him out. He picked the worst team in the NBA because he still thinks that all three of his sons are playing together. And he might as well pick a team that's so bad that they might take out, but it's not going to happen.
You're lucky you got one son in. The other two are never going to make it in the NBA.
You talk about one and done. You got your one.
You got a mediocre second-round pick who so far is a half a bust that if the Lakers had to do it all over again, would have taken Tatum. Period. Fact. I don't know how you Jedi mind trick Magic Johnson into this.
He knows exactly what he's doing. He's not flying by the seat of his pants on this. We didn't hear from LeVar Ball when Lonzo was clearly a Los Angeles Laker.
Yeah.
When did we hear from LeVar?
Oh, you didn't.
As soon as his son's name got put on the trade block.
Yep.
He wants his boy to be a Laker.
Which we predicted would happen. I think we said in three years.
He's making his kid untradeable. Well, it's genius.
It'll happen.
He's crazy like a fox.
I said this the other day. He went on the air.
I truly believe that.
Yeah.
We talked about this the other day when he went on the air in Phoenix, and I go, man, he's maybe more smarter than we think because he's trying to say, look, you trade my boy, you got me back, my baggage too. But he does talk about, I still think, you can't think that way as an NBA businessman. I still think it's... Eventually, may not happen today, but I think eventually it could happen.
Name me a player in the history of sports where daddy came through to save you from being traded, cut, signed.
Kevin Durant's mom came to his defense when Stephen A. went after him.
Yeah, but that was different. Yeah. That's almost like apples and oranges to a degree. And I'm sorry, I don't blame Kevin Durant. I'm not one of those people
Manning's dad forced a trade from San Diego to the Giants.
That.
Okay, fact.
That. And I think back in the day, Eric Lindros' dad had something to do with him getting traded.
Wasn't John Elway's dad pretty heavily involved in him not being a Baltimore Colt?
Yeah.
I don't remember the dad part.
It was more George Steinbrenner.
Was that who? Okay. All right.
Go play for the Yankees. But
the Mannings is a great
case.
That is
a great one.
All right. LeVar was not done. He was also speaking about all these young players on the Lakers, Lonzo's teammates, and many of them who would be proposed to be traded out together. Here are his comments on them.
Well, here's the thing. Those other kids are going to rise, my son. Whoever plays with my son is going to go up.
Okay.
The fact that Lonzo's not playing now.
Like who?
Them players you thought was good ain't that good.
Who?
Who's
it ain't like this is new. The same thing happening. How many players you hear about at UCLA right now? TJ Leafs, EK, whatever. You don't hear about none of them guys because Lonzo's not there to make them look as good as they are. Mm. Brandon Ingram struggling, Hart struggling, Kuzma struggling. They all going to struggle if Lonzo ain't in the picture.
When this deal does not happen today and these teammates have to enter a locker room together tonight against the Boston Celtics, what's it going to be? Oh, here's another 42-point blowout.
God, I hope the boys are...
Is this game on TV?
It's on TNT.
Oh.
8 o'clock. Oh, come up with something creative.
Followed by my Hoosiers against Iowa. Oh, I'm locked in tonight. I got my night plan.
What he forgets about everything is that all has to do with LeBron James not playing for the 17 of the last 19 games, or 16 out of 18, whatever it is.
Right.
That's why all you guys stink, and you're having mediocre years with him anyway, all three of you.
There's more.
Yes. Oh, yeah, there's a lot more.
What would Lonzo do if he was traded to New Orleans?
What am I going to do about it? You got to go over there. But you can't make him play.
Oh, so snap.
Would he sit?
I guess he going to do whatever he want to do, but you can't.
No, you know what he want to do. No, you over there talking. I ain't heard him say that. You talking.
You ain't going to hear nothing because he don't want to talk to you because he know how you are against me. So I tell him.
No, don't talk
to that boy. He negative on us.
No.
Skip, speak up.
Thank you.
No, ain't yeah. no. Thank no.
You.
You very negative.
No, you know.
I know you negative.
My problems with you.
See, and there you go.
As being problems. A parent and having a son that's on a team and being hypocritical. Of said players and coach of that team. And that ain't no negativity.
Fact, Shannon. Jesus, why are you making me defend him? I hate this.
Right now, Shannon Sharpe's your favorite player.
Love
all time. This is fantastic. Did you hear that little snippet? He might be traded, but doesn't mean he have to play.
Ooh. So LeVar, you're going to tell your son not to play? Not going to get paid? Not to play.
No, he'll still get paid.
That's a guaranteed contract.
Got
to pay him.
He'll come up with some fake injury.
I guess he could get cut, couldn't he? But he'd still get paid out.
He'll still get paid?
Yeah.
Still get paid.
Yeah, Kyler Murray's decided to attend the NFL
Breaking news, Adam Schefter.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know if I should step in with that. It's a very confusing day
There's
for me.
There's going to be a lot of stepping
There's
in today.
There's a lot of stepping in, so.
Yeah, that would have been worthy of the
is
sounder.
Is what it is. Okay.
Should we do it right? I love the sounder. It excites me.
Well, I had another one.
You got another sounder?
No.
Oh, another breaking news?
Oh, I don't think this is breaking, but it's official. Bob Stoops has been named the head coach of the XFL Dallas team.
And here's another one, baseball breaking news. Frank Robinson just passed away at the age of 83.
Oh, man.
Legend. Absolute legend.
Interviewed him once.
Yeah.
A long time ago. He doesn't do many.
He doesn't.
Died 83, huh?
Yeah.
Well,
60-year Hall of Fame career. Wow.
All right, let's see. There's more. LeVar.
Every one of these gets better.
All right, why Lonzo holds no responsibility for the bad play by the Lakers on the court?
You keep saying it's Luke Walton, it's this one and that one.
Right.
Does Lonzo bear any culpability in this?
No.
No.
You know why? Here's the thing. Let Lonzo do what he do. Let him win.
That's not how a team works, LeVar.
Why don't it
you
work
You don't
like
get
that?
To go on there and say,
been working like that for the last few years.
What did win at UCLA?
Zip.
He went to the Sweet 16.
They don't hang banners for that UCLA.
He won 30-something games.
They don't hang banners for that
he
UCLA.
He won 30-something games.
9.9 points per game, 5.3 assists, 5.4 assists and 5 rebounds. What have you won?
I hate it when he starts blaming others, whether it be the teammates or Luke Walton. There's more on Luke Walton.
Oh, yeah.
He says that Luke Walton has brought a losing mentality to Lonzo and the Lakers.
Now, you tell me this. You're talking about, Lonzo is a winner. Go to Summer League, and I know you're going to say Summer League is just Summer League. But what's the difference between Summer League and the pros? On the fact that...
Because a lot of them guys...
The coach... did a heck of a job. How does Lonzo get MVP without even playing the last game? Because the coach who's doing the summer league, Lonzo, go on, do what you do. Get these triple doubles, have fun, do what you do.
But how many of those?
Winning, staying in the game, who cares? Hold on. He go get the championship because that's what he made for. And then when the season starts, starting him, playing 4 or 5 minutes, pull him out no matter what, sit him down for 12 minutes.
I disagree with that.
Sit him down for 12 minutes.
No,
but when he played in that Phoenix game, when he's balling out of control, guess what? We ain't pulling him back and forth. Let him go.
That was his second
game. That was his second game. He loose. He's like, man, okay. But then you don't play him and start him in the fourth quarter. How do you think he's feeling about that if he's been playing the whole game his whole life?
Right.
His whole life he's been like this. Let me go get these wins. And you don't believe in him like that? Man, come on, man. Now I'm just going to go to work and do what you want me to do and just whatever.
No, you can't have that attitude.
And here's the mindset to give him. Oh, Lonzo does everything so good. You don't need to score to win. So now you tell him that. So now he's just going to the hole. He said, okay, basically you tell him, you ain't got to worry about scoring, just do the other things. So he's doing everything else.
Wow.
Oh, and.
Where to start?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I got one. He keeps touting how he's doing in the Summer League. Summer League is full of second rounders who aren't going to be on the team or going to the Developmental League, you idiot.
Who cares about Fact. The Summer League?
Summer League.
Oh, my Lord.
Hold on. What about the Sweet 16 appearance with UCLA?
I think those were impressive.
Why?
Really?
Because my team hasn't been in the Sweet 16 in a while.
Yeah.
Just the Gene and Loyola Marymount went further than that. Loyola Chicago, I mean.
He got as far as FGC you did a few years ago.
Okay. All right. Wow. Wow, good job.
What a delusional SOB.
Again,
he is.
Delusional or worse. Smart as a fox.
Oh, you can be both.
Put it on a poll.
You can be both.
But he makes my blood boil every time I hear his stupid voice.
Oh, this is over the top. But this is like, it doesn't even make you mad. It's laughable. It's sad.
So what are we rooting for in the next 39 minutes? Lonzo to be traded or Lonzo to remain with the Lakers and have to face this music in the locker room?
We have more, too, afterwards about him comparing himself to LeBron James. About that. We have that cut.
No, I couldn't find that one.
Couldn't find that one?
Well, I had to break
through. Well, we had to get on the air at some point.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because he does say that Lonzo is better than LeBron James. He said that.
That was the first cut we played.
Was it?
Yes.
The first cut we played, he said that?
My bad. No, that was the one he would win it. James would not win a championship without him. You're right.
He
actually said his son is better than LeBron.
Yeah.
LeBron is old.
Marcin Gortat being waived by the L.A. Clippers.
Hardly knew you.
Gortat? No, you know Gortat.
I'm kidding. I mean, I'm
they're,
saying.
They're clearing room. Clearing room.
Yeah, there's moments.
For something. All right. Your reaction to LeVar is welcome at 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. We still haven't gotten to KD.
Yeah, because that's going to be our poll night. Question, too.
We'll set up our Twin Peaks Twitter poll after that. Don't forget to check us out on Facebook Live. Also, right now, Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Follow the guys on Twitter at PSHEP326 and at Craig ESPN. This is Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
LeVar Ball is crazy. Does that make me crazy? I'm Craig Sheeman along with Pete Shepard on 99.3 ESPN.
Mentally challenged.
And the 99.3 ESPN app. In case you're just tuning in, we ran clips from his appearance on Undisputed with Skip and Shannon today where he said Lonzo Ball is better than LeBron. LeBron will can't guard him.
Nope.
LeBron will never win a championship without Lonzo. And if they do get traded to Phoenix, which they won't, by the way, the trade deadline in 31 minutes, to get his other two brothers, Jello and Melo, and that they will build a dynasty, even though I don't think LeVar Ball is a GM of any kind, but he's in charge of building a dynasty. The man's crazy. Or crazy like a fox.
He's crazy like the fox, only to a degree. Look, a good GM is going to make this, if they want to make the deal, if Demps wants to make the deal, he's going to make it. He can always ban LeVar Ball. I mean, anybody can ban LeVar Ball. It's a private business. No, you're not coming in. The Knicks threw out Charles Oakley. Get out. Get out the garden.
Physically.
Leave. So, trust me, it can happen. So, it's just a question of, I think New Orleans is doing the right thing here. And there was another report you talked about earlier, USA Today. The Celtics might be gearing up, but I just don't see the Celtics making this deal. They would have to. They can't do a trade with Kyrie on the roster until July 1st.
Right.
So I don't see any. I don't see any of that happening. I think the Lakers and the Pelicans are going to stand pat as far as this big deal before Anthony Davis goes down.
Right.
It's a smart thing to do if you're the Pelicans.
I love the Pelicans hanging tough.
You got nothing to lose.
I'm secretly holding out that maybe they make a trade and bring somebody else in like they did with Boogie Cousins last year and put another superstar with him and make a year and a half run at it. That's what that's what should happen in competitive sports.
But I don't know how you do that. They made a couple of minor deals last couple of days.
And I don't know how much cap they freed up by doing that, though. Because now we're in the new age where players can speculate, hey, I don't want to sign, I'm going to move on, whatever. Now, last night, the Golden State Warriors destroyed the San Antonio Spurs, 141-102. I actually watched the first half of that game.
Yeah.
I should have hung around for the whole game and watched postgame. Because Kevin Durant unleashed his free frustration on the media about all the free agency speculation for him. And half of us have him signed up as some super team with the Knicks.
And particularly he's pissed off at the Athletics' Ethan Strauss. That's who he is directing most of his anger at.
So who do you blame in this? Because he's upset that people are writing about it. I know that you said you don't blame him because he's just trying. He says, look, I'm here. I show up every day. I do my job. I don't get in trouble.
I play the right way.
I play the right way.
He's also complained about people booing him before. He's had a couple of other hypocritical moments. But in this, just this particular instance, it's so simple, though. Anybody who brings up the Knicks or anything other than Golden State and who they have played, you just simply say, I'm not talking about it. I'll talk about tonight's game. You want to talk about my performance, good, bad, or indifferent? That's fine, fair. I'm not talking about any other team. I'm talking about this season. Why is that so hard?
Because the problem with KD is not just you can't just look at one writer writing about you in a vacuum. This is a much larger issue with Kevin Durant, where he's got burner accounts on Twitter because he cares what people think about him too much.
Yes. That's true.
He cares too much.
Yep.
He's soft. He is.
Yes.
He can win all the championships in the world. He is soft.
Yes.
And if he ever hears me calling him soft, he'll want to address me on that because he's soft.
With his fake burner
account. That's the reason.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I have no sympathy towards Kevin Durant. Everything that people criticize Kevin Durant for, he brought it on himself. He's the one who left OKC to go join a super team and jump on the back of Steph Curry to win his championships. He's the one who couldn't close out Golden State in the Western Conference Finals when he's up 3-1 on him.
And he's the one that indicated that it was not a slam dunk that he would re-sign with the Golden State Warriors months ago.
He brings it on himself, and I was consistent with that with Kyrie Irving when he said the same thing a couple weeks ago to the Boston media. Mm-hmm. They asked him about his free agency. He asked me on July 1st.
Yeah.
After he said. When you get asked questions on it moving forward, they're all legitimate.
Yeah, I agree.
Every single one of them.
And him saying July 1st, Kyrie, I'm talking about, that's fine. Just don't say 2 months earlier or 3 months earlier,
I agree.
I'm definitely resigning.
I agree. I
love it here and this, that, and the other thing. Look, I agree. I don't disagree with anything you said about Durant. I just don't know why Kevin Durant just doesn't say, you know what, very calmly, I don't care who the reporter is. I will talk about the game I just played, who we have coming up next, and that's it. Why is that so difficult for players to do? Why do they get involved in this minutia? Why does Kyrie Irving, why does Kevin Durant, and then LeBron James playing GM on the side? Who gives a damn what LeBron James thinks about some trade that has nothing to do with the Lakers?
We'll get to that next.
But all of that stuff. I mean,
there's this
news for some of these guys. You're not that important.
There's this awkward period, and now I'll flip the script and defend Kevin Durant a little bit, not too much. But, I mean, we see this with college coaches all the time. It's like, all right, the season's over. Are you leaving? Are you taking this NFL job? And there's this two-month gap where they can make a choice of, I'm not talking about it, but we're still going to talk about it. Or they could say, no, I'm not leaving, like Saban famously did with the Dolphins before taking the Alabama job. So but your choice is either to lie on day one or say, I'm out of here, and then blow up the situation you're currently in, it's happening right now with the Pelicans.
I don't understand.
You're damned if you do, and you're damned if you don't.
I agree, but I just don't understand why coaches and college and pro or any just doesn't say, well, we'll wait and see. Just say wait and see.
Because you know what the headline tomorrow will be? He did not say no.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's what we do.
So then so be it.
Yeah.
Don't let it rally. We'll wait and see. Don't know what the future's going to bring.
And
now I'm here at Alabama. Right now I'm here at Miami.
And the
right
other
now
thing
I'm
going
here
on
Golden
here
State.
With Kevin Durant is, look, he left the way he did and joined the Warriors and globbed on, and he got his chips, got his rings, got his MVPs. I think deep down inside that bothers him so much now that I'm absolutely sure he's going to go to a team like the Knicks where he could be paired with another superstar and a draft pick and make a run. I'm just saying,
the
reason to leave Golden State and to go win a championship somewhere else that you legitimately built from the bottom, and the Knicks are the bottom, I think now that and being the number one market to do it, I think that appeals to him right now. That's why I think it's more than 50-50. He's a Knick, let me put it this way. He's not a Warrior next year.
I think Kyrie is 50-50 about being a Knick. You talk about KD, I'd say 75-25 he's going to be a Knick.
I agree.
Absolutely. Yeah. Now, he better be damn sure they're going to build something, put somebody there with him. Because there's still a chance they're not going to get Anthony Davis.
He could be
Davis.
Carmelo all over
they're
again.
A chance they won't get Anthony Davis or Kyrie Irving.
Huge trade just went down.
Breaking news!
Philadelphia and Miami are in agreement to trade all-star catcher JT Realmuto to the Phillies in exchange for Jorge Alfonso, pitching prospects Sixto Sanchez and Will Stewart, plus international bonus slot. That, according to Jeff Passan, who is now with ESPN.
Can I say two things right there?
I got you, didn't I?
Number one, that's the first good move that Derek Jeter has made, in my opinion, since he's been in charge of the team. Number two, Chris, you totally duped me.
We
are 23 minutes away from the NBA trade deadline. Philly, I thought 76ers in the Heat. Here we go.
There has been an NBA trade to just go down. The Clippers are sending Mike Muscala to the Lakers in exchange for Michael Beasley and Ivaka Zubac.
Any relation?
None.
All right. Coming up, Rick Kamla in 1 hour from NBA TV to hash all this through with us.
What a day, huh?
Oh, fantastic.
What a day.
Just scratching the surface, too.
And then Wojo also saying the Lakers plan to evaluate the full buyout market once it takes shape. But Carmelo Anthony expected to be among the considerations, too, according to league sources for the Lakers. Now, please make that happen.
If Magic Johnson if he fails on Paul George, Kawhi Leonard, and Anthony Davis, and he ends up with Carmelo Anthony, I'm going to call for Magic Johnson's resignation right now, because that's weak. That is weak as water.
Is it possible Carmelo, quote-unquote, finds himself
with
the Lakers and LeBron? Attitude change? Does he know how to play defense at all?
No, he's done.
Would there be a renaissance? Would there be a Carmelo renaissance with the Lakers?
You just create more division in that locker room between the young guys and the old guys.
And if Lonzo Ball thinks he's not getting the ball now, wait till Carmelo gets there.
Black hole.
Fabulous.
He's a black hole. Ball goes in, never comes back out.
I don't know if LeBron will get the ball if he goes there.
He might not.
But I know Lonzo ain't getting it.
This is fascinating.
Absolutely. Oh, I hope
and
it happens.
Woj is reporting that the Grizzlies will not trade Mike Conley. They discussed deals with multiple teams, but ultimately have decided to hold on to their franchise point guard, who at one time was the highest paid player in NBA history.
They did trade guard Shelvin Mack, though, the Grizzlies did.
Former Butler? No, we're not kidding.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that means so that makes sense.
Okay. We got some action. 20 minutes and 30 seconds away from the NBA trade deadline.
Carmelo to the Lakers. That would make my day.
Oh, that will happen.
That will make my day.
You guys think so?
Will happen. All right. Where else does he land?
I think he's done. I think he never plays again. The Atlanta Hawks, the bottom of the NBA. I mean, the Suns and the Hawks, the two worst organizations, didn't want him.
Bulls, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He got traded to the Bulls, technically. Yeah.
How many teams has he been? Of course, he hasn't played.
He's played in Denver, New York.
How many games has he played this year? Did he ever play with Houston?
Yes, he played.
Okay, so he played with Houston. How many teams has he been on this year alone?
He was on the Rockets for a week.
Everybody's playing hot potato with him. Nobody wants him.
He wasn't there for 10 games. There's no way he was there for 10 games.
I don't think so. All right, while you're looking that up, we're going to take a break. We need to get Twin Peaks Twitter poll up. Let's start with KD. Let's say, is KD right to rip on the media's coverage of his pending free agency?
Yes.
Okay? Is he right about that? Or is it his own doing? And do you want to put the Bob Stoops up for fun? If the Cowboy fans would rather have Bob Stoops or Jason Garrett right now? We could do two. That'd be fun. So we'll put those up on the Twin Peaks Twitter poll. And come back with Sound Street, where we'll hear Kevin Durant's little blow up with the media from last night, in case you haven't had a chance, because it was pretty late. It was West Coast time last night. That game didn't start till like 10:30 last night, our time. So this was in the wee hours. We'll take care of all that when we come back. It is Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Taking a cruise through all the sound.
But they're not going to rook us.
Don't you ever talk about me!
About you.
Come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40.
I can say anything I want. That's the beauty of this country.
I'm not laughing about it. You think this is funny? I take this serious.
It's time for
Sound Street on Sheeman and Shepherd.
Sound Street brought to you by Optimal Male Performance Center in Naples, helping men stay in the game and live healthy, happy lives, online at optimalmale.net. All right. We've got Kevin Durant blowing up on the media last night. asking about his pending free agency. Here it is. Take a listen.
You've obviously been around the noise for so long. Is it bothering you more this year? Is it louder this year?
It's unnecessary. You got to do Ethan Strauss, who come in here and just give his whole opinion on stuff and make it seem like it's coming from me. And he just walk around here, don't talk to nobody, just walk in here and survey and then write something like that. And now y'all piling on me because I don't want to talk to y'all about that. I have nothing to do with the Knicks. I don't know who traded Porzingis. They got nothing to do with me. I'm trying to play basketball. Y'all come here every day, ask me about free agency, ask my teammates, my coaches. You rile up the fans about it. Y'all let us play basketball. That's all I'm saying. And now when I don't want to talk to y'all, it's a problem with me. Come on, man. Grow up. Grow up. Yeah, you, grow up. Come on, bro. I come in here and go to work every day. I don't cause no problems. I play the right way. Well, I try to play the right way. I try to be the best player I can be every possession. What's the problem? What am I doing to y'all?
There you go. All right. Hey. Breaking news!
Breaking news!
NBA trade deadline, 12 minutes away. What do we have? What do we have?
It's a biggie.
Who's got it?
Who's breaking it? Okay. All right.
I got it. I mean, it's...
The Orlando Magic have traded for former number one overall pick, Markel Fultz.
No way!
Can I add this real quick?
Jonathan Simmons, a first round and second round pick, will be headed back to Philly.
Interesting.
Yep.
All right.
Markel Fultz, you've been traded. I'm going to Disney World. How the never were mighty have fallen.
We've got the first pick. He's traded. Will the second pick be traded in the 11 minutes?
Ooh. Oh,
Lonzo Ball.
And, please, Lord.
And will the third pick be traded?
If the second pick is, then the third pick's gone over the summer.
Yeah. Unbelievable. All right. Let us resume.
Markel Fultz.
Stay tuned for more breaking news if we have it.
Bye-bye.
Kevin Durant has a little back and forth confrontation with Ethan Strauss.
Kevin, the free agency thing really hadn't been that much of a discussion coming to you because we got it loud and clear, at least most of us should have, that it was off limits. Don't
so
go
what's
there.
What's the problem now?
No, just that you've been quiet and you're not usually quiet. You usually share your opinions and stuff. So everybody's like trying to figure out what's going on. And we're all getting questions from fans like, what's wrong with Kevin? I just tell him he's playing okay, but he's not talking right now.
I just don't trust none of y'all. Every time I say something, it's get twisted up and thrown out in so many different publications. Try to tear me down with my words that I say. So when I don't say nothing, it's a problem. I just want to play ball. I want to go to the gym and go home. That's all. Is that a problem? All right, then.
All right, then.
Woe is me.
You also like going on Twitter and defending your name.
But not on your own Twitter.
But not on your own Twitter, right. Yeah.
I love it how these athletes, they get the spotlight. Everybody's on it. Everybody's playing it. And they seem reasonable when you hear these sound bites. But come on, the backstory is what you need to know here. Kevin Durant did storm out of that press conference last night.
How are you playing? How's the team playing in the last couple weeks?
I'm done. You know you don't care about that.
I just asked you.
Have a good
night.
Wow.
He's such a baby.
He is a baby. Sensitive little baby.
Baby.
Yeah.
I take back what I said. I'm not defending him anymore.
Good. We've swayed you. It took 49 minutes.
But instead of doing that, just say, hey, look, we just won a game by – we just routed a real good team in the Spurs. I played pretty well. The team – or just say the team played pretty well. I was part of it. I'm very happy, and I'm not talking about any more free agency. Let's move on. Hey, smile about – look, what's the best revenge, if he's going to look at it that way, is living well. Don't let him get to you. Don't even fall for it. Just laugh and walk away. Don't talk about it. Leave the reporters no place to go. I don't really. It's so easy to talk about it. We just won a game. We just beat the San Antonio Spurs pretty handily. I played pretty well tonight, and I'm not going to sit here and talk about free agency. Let's talk about the game.
He said in the cup before that, I just want to play ball and go home. Well, we're asking you to talk about the ball game.
Yeah.
I don't care. You want to talk about You want to talk about the ball game, KD? Let's talk about the ball.
He clearly
How
had an
did
agenda.
You win by 39 over the over the Spurs?
He clearly had an agenda last night going into that conference.
Well, that last question was about the game, and he says, you don't care. I would have got
No, I don't care, KD. I asked you what I cared about, and you don't want to answer it.
Yeah.
So I'll ask you what you care about.
Man, I'm going to go home. You guys are...
Take his ball and go home.
You guys are mean. Stupid.
Don't care about y'all.
Gosh.
A whiny little baby.
Grow up.
These people irritate
He's
me.
He's telling them to grow up.
I know. Who's the
you
baby?
Grow up. I would have said bleep you. I would have stood up and said, really?
I would have called BS. I said, I just asked
Here
you about
I am.
The game.
I just asked, what are you going to do, hit me?
Yeah.
Go screw yourself. That's what I would have said.
Well, I wouldn't put it that way.
I would have. At that point, I would have.
I believe both of you.
At that point, yeah.
Todd McShay on Golic and Wingo this morning talking about Kyler Murray torn between football and baseball.
I didn't have him in the last one. I put him at 13 in the Miami Dolphins here, and he is, to me, the most intriguing prospect in this entire draft because we don't know.
I mean, first of all,
he's 5'9"-ish. That's fine. I can get over that. He's coming from a system that worked with Baker Mayfield, but you know some teams still have hesitation. But much more importantly, the Major League Baseball aspect is wild because Scott Boras is his agent. He's an absolute shark. Is he using this to try to get more money out of the Oakland A's? And even if he goes and plays in the NFL, is it going to be 1, 2, 3 years and then take off? So what are you getting is the kind of the big question with Kyler Murray.
I did not hear that Dolphins thing.
Chris is getting excited. Chris
well, again, Chris, Chris's motto as a Dolphins fan is to tank no more than two wins. You go get Kyler Murray, and he explodes in like rookie of the year. That's going to ruin the tank for Tua.
It's every off season. I believe there's a glimmer.
You'd like this, don't you?
I love it.
Oh, do you? Wait a minute. What happened to you?
Such a sucker.
You were doom and gloom yesterday. You're like, bring on the 14 lost seasons for the next 2 years.
It's like the offseason brings in all this. It's a glimmer. It's a glimmer of hope.
Wow.
And Kyler Murray's that glimmer.
What if he's a 5'6" bust?
I know.
5'9".
No. We haven't been measured yet in the combine. Wait till we're measured at the combine.
And he did say he's going to the combine today. Again, all this does not mean he still can't play baseball. But
stupid Dolphins do this to me every single year.
Kyler Murray, 13th of the Miami Dolphins.
They would have to absolutely be sure that he's not going to play baseball.
It's so frustrating.
And then,
well, if he's a first rounder, he'll get a 5-year deal. So,
well, it's a 4-year deal, team option on the fifth.
But yeah. Wait a second. What if some of the other quarterbacks? Well, we'll talk about it when we get back. But what about Chris? What if some of the other quarterbacks?
Dwayne Haskins.
Haskins or Rippon or those guys?
Kid from Duke.
Stidham. Yeah. Or Jones. What if they're all ahead? What if one of those guys is there? Is Kyler Murray better?
Did
those guys win the Heisman?
I know. Okay.
All right. We shall discuss. Plus,
we
still haven't gotten into the LeBron James soap opera, commenting on other teams' trades and how woe is me, the player, can't beg for a trade, but the owners can trade us on a win. We'll get into LeBron next. Rick Kamla at the bottom of the hour. We are 4 minutes and 30 seconds away from the NBA trade deadline. As anything breaks, we'll let you know. Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.